Today is the 13th of December, 2017, and I have a question for you all this morning. It's really a loaded question, which the answer is very apparent, but there is a reason why I'm asking it, and that is there anything that happens since the beginning of creation that wasn't determined by God? I'll repeat that. Is there anything that has not happened since the beginning of creation that was not determined by God? And again, that starts with the fall of Lucifer, who was a non-elect angel. That includes all elect angels, all non-elect angels, all elect people, all non-elect people, all events, all wars, all catastrophic storms, all things, doesn't it? Even down to the infinitesimal details of our lives were predetermined by God. What we're saying is that there are no maverick molecules. And we can back that up with Scripture. And the reason it's so important to affirm that is that if we don't affirm that God is over all things, then we are by default saying that God is not God and He's not in control, that there are other forces that are in control of what happens. But Scripture tells us that He works all things after the counsel of His own will. Scripture tells us that He is over the bounds of our habitation. Scripture tells us that He is the one who has predetermined all things. He says, by the predeterminate counsel of God, you by wicked hands have slain, speaking of Christ. And He tells us that He has sent His Son for a specific reason. He says in the 111th Psalm, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endureth forever. He hath made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has showed His people the power of His works, that He may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of His hands are verity and judgment. All His commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverent is His name. There is absolutely nothing that takes place in our lives, in history, since the beginning of creation and before, that is not under the direction and superintending hand of God. Nothing. And when we realize that, we realize that He is over all things, and by Him all things consist. When we realize that He has ordained all things that has ever happened, that gives us great comfort. And so this morning, I just want to proclaim that those out there that are trying to say that man is in control of his own destiny, and that Satan can circumvent God's purposes. Satan can't circumvent God's purposes. Satan is not more powerful than God. And to say such a thing is blasphemy. The devil cannot circumvent God's purposes. The foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knows who are His. I just wanted to convey that again this morning. That God has all things in His hands. Now, there's a lot of things we may not like that happens in our lives. There are a lot of disappointments to us. But God is never disappointed. Because God is in control of all things. So how could He be disappointed with Himself? We may be disappointed with our government, with our employer, with our spouse, with our children, with our station in life. We may be disappointed. But God is never disappointed. He holds all things by His hands. 40th chapter of Isaiah says, have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? But the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Neither is weary, there is no searching of His understanding. It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and that spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. To whom will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? You know? And so, this morning, that is my message to all who are listening, that God is God, and there's none beside Him. He is over all things. By Him all things consist. We do not have to be plagued by what's going on in our society. You know, we must realize that God has created all things for Himself. And He is our King. He says, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. You know, He's the only one we can look to for our strength. Our strength and our help comes from the Maker of heaven and earth. There's no other resource for comfort for us. You know, he says, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all the hosts have I commanded. There's nothing that God has not done. There's nothing that God has not done. He is the only potentate, the King of Kings. And so, Satan cannot circumvent God's purposes. He can try. He tried in heaven and he fell. That's why we have to deal with him down here. You know? But he cannot circumvent God's purposes. And he says, Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, and thy walls are continually before me. I'm glad that we can look to the only one who has the power to deliver us from Satan and ourselves. And he has done it through his redemption, through his Son, Jesus Christ. So this morning I think we need to realize that God is not, his will is never thwarted. Everything, he works everything after the counsel of his own will. And all things are in his hands. God bless.